The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
The topic today for our February breakthrough encounter is all-round breakthrough. All-round breakthrough. God has destined you to break through in life and destiny. It is why God made everything possible for us to live a life of breakthrough. He gave us His Word, He gave us Himself, He gave us His Son, Jesus Christ, He gave us the Holy Spirit. He made His favor available, He made His grace available. So God actually don't want us to be limited. He doesn't want us to be caged. He doesn't want us to be confined. His purpose and plan for us is to enjoy the life of breakthrough. To go up only to come down is not the plan of God for us. To be stuck in a place is not the plan of God for us. To be battling with sickness or disease is not the plan of God for us. To be wallowing in poverty is not the plan of God for us. Living a beggarly life is not the plan of God for us. God has designed you and I for breakthrough. So breakdown, therefore, is not your portion in life. You have to convince yourself that the path of the righteous or the just is like the shining light that shines brighter and brighter. In other words, you are better and better. As a child of God, we should not be telling the story of better yesterday. Because the path that you take is the path of the righteous that shine brighter, that things get better. I love the scripture. The Bible says in the book of Job, he said, even though your beginning is small, and I love the experience. He said, your greater hand should greatly increase. He said, it should greatly increase. So there is a life of consistent increase in Christ. You may start small, but you should be getting better, bigger, just like the testimony of Isaac. And I want to pray for somebody this morning that your breakthrough will be an amazement for you in the mighty name of Jesus. The way you will break through in life, you yourself will be surprised in the name of Jesus. Why is all-round breakthrough needed? Why is all-round breakthrough needed? Number one, all-round breakthrough is needed so that it is your heritage in Christ. All-round breakthrough is your heritage in Christ. You have been redeemed. You have been saved so that you will not be lost again. God has sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to save you so that you will not suffer again. So, new birth, therefore, has placed you on the track of breakthrough. You, as a child of God, your inheritance is breakthrough. And when we make breakthrough, it means a life that has no limit. There is no limit to your progress. There is no limit to your success. There is no limit to your victory. No limit to your prosperity. No limit to your health. You are not depending on drugs. Even if you are depending on drugs right now, that is a life without drugs. That you can break through and find yourself in that life. A life of breakthrough is a life that Satan and his agents cannot restrict you or control you or determines where you will go or how you will journey your life. Breakthrough, all-around breakthrough is your heritage in life. And all-around breakthrough cross across everything that has to do with you. Your business, your career, your finances, your academics, your marriage, your home, your family, your ministry, everything that has to do with you. Breakthrough, you are just, it's just flowing. And that will be your testimony in the mighty name of Jesus. Say, that is my testimony. Number two, the world is waiting for your manifestation. The world is waiting. They saw you when you were small. They can tell your story. They know. They knew how you grew up. They knew your father. They knew your background. So the next thing they have no clue about is your future, what you will become. So the world is waiting. Okay, now he's in school. Oh, okay, so what's going to come out of him? What is going to come out of her? Oh, he has gotten a job. So what's going to come out of this career? He's processing his visa. He's processing a visa for work to want to see. The world wants to see the manifestation of God's glory in your life. And that is why all-round breakthrough is needed. Number three, why is all-round breakthrough needed? Your breakthrough will glorify God. And this is what I love so much. Your breakthrough is not for your own self-gratification, but it's for the glory of God. So that the name of Jesus can be glorified. So that the world will see you and they will acknowledge that yes, this is the God, this is the hand of God in action. It is the Lord's doing and it's marvelous in our sight. You remember the man that was born blind, that have an encounter with Jesus. The disciple came to him and said, "Sir, who sinned?" You know, that scripture, that story of Bible always interests me. Because I don't understand why such a question should be asked. Praise the Lord. You know, when people find themselves in trouble that or in a problem that they cannot explain, people begin to philosophize. They begin to terrorize. And then to come into their mind that the mother of that man sinned, and that was why he was born blind, I don't understand. I have a question for them. When you were pregnant, did your mother not sin? So why don't you born blind? So why asking such a question, that is it that his mother has sinned, that this man was born blind? Praise the Lord. But you know, it's part of life. When you remember the woman of the issue of blood, the Bible said that she suffered many things in the hand of the physician. That word is full. She suffered many things, many rigorous tests, many drugs prescribed. You know, in the business of drug, when a product came out and they said, "Oh, this can heal or cure this or prevent this," and the marketers take it to wherever they want to sell it, and then you know, most times there's going to be a mutual agreement for that drug to be, you know, accepted and adopted, and then the next thing to do is for them to test that drug on the patient. So the woman, most time, she's the first to test the drug on her. So she was like a guinea pig. Praise the Lord. You see, troubled has a way of keeping people on the spot. But I don't know the kind of trouble you find yourself. I don't know the kind of challenges that you are confronting with. But I know a man who has power to bring you out of that trouble. And I declare in the name of Jesus, the Lord that made a way in the time past, we made a way for you in the name of Jesus. So the man that was born blind came and the question was asked, Jesus, who sinned? Is it his mother? And Jesus said, no, don't worry. So that the glory of God, so that God can be glorified, the glory of God can be manifest, that is why you are seeing this. So, breaking through in all areas of our life is for the glory of God. It's not so that we can boast. It's not so that we can prove that we have arrived. It's not so that we can, you know, if we can intimidate our neighbor that we have arrived, but for the glory of God. Hallelujah. The Bible is full of people who have experienced breakthrough at a certain point of their life. The first person is Abraham. Abraham was an example of breakthrough. You know him before Genesis chapter 12. This man was living with his father in his father's house. There was nothing said about him until Genesis chapter 12. And in verse 12, he had an encounter with God. In verse 1, he had an encounter with God. God told him, Abraham, get out of your father's hand, I did to the land, I will show you, I will make you great, make your name great, and through you, I will bless the family of the earth. You know the story? And the Bible tells us that Abraham departed, and then in Genesis chapter 13, by the time we move to verse 2, in fact, the Bible says, and Abraham was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. I wonder how this man became rich. He left his father's house. He was a sojourner. And even while walking, while moving, while on the journey, he became so rich. He broke through from poverty. Somebody will break through from poverty today in the name of Jesus. He was blessed in all areas. God lavished his blessing on him. He was so healthy, he was fruitful, he was prosperous, and he was productive in every area of his life. The second example is a man called David. David, we all know him as a shepherd boy who always lived in a sheep with a sheep. And he was like a fugitive. He was walking aimlessly, not until God met him. And then he recorded his own testimony in Psalm 71, verse 7. Psalm 71, verse 7. Look at his testimony. I am as a wonder unto many. Me, that I was a shepherd boy. I am as a wonder to many. Me, that I am the least in my family. I am as a wonder unto many. Me, that my father even forgot. In the bush, now I am as a wonder unto many. I am as a wonder unto many because the Lord has made me great. The Lord will make you great in the name of Jesus. You'll be a wonder to many in the name of Jesus. For those who are waiting to see what will come out of you, they will be wonder at your outcome in the mighty name of Jesus. How to connect with all and breakthrough? How to connect to all round breakthrough. Before we go, I need to pray this prayer. This prayer came into my mind. I need to pray and say, Father, make me a wonder to my world. Make me a wonder to my world. Make me a wonder to my world. Can you quickly pray that prayer? Quickly pray that prayer. Say, Lord, I'm ready. Make me a wonder. Make me a wonder. Make me a wonder. Make me a wonder to my world. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, make me a wonder to my world. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. How to connect with all round breakthrough? Number one is prayer. Prayer is one of the major ways to connect with breakthrough. Prayer is instituted to break forth, to break loose from everything that is limiting you. With prayer, brother and sister, cage of limitation can be broken. With prayer, brother, I'm telling you, limitation can be averted. With prayers, you can progress. With prayers, you can move forward. With prayer, let me tell you, every great mood in this kingdom is battered with prayers. If you see any kingdom giants, that is a man that breakthrough through prayers. Breakthrough is battered in the wound of prayer. If a man can pray, breakthrough is ascertained. Anna, for example, in Samuel, in 1 Samuel, you know, the Bible made us to understand, 1 Samuel chapter 1, the Bible made us to understand that a man called Elkanah, and the Bible tells us that this man has two wives, and Hannah happens to be one of them, but she was barren. In verse 12, the Bible says, and it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, she came to Shiloh that particular year. And she know that, how will I be coming here every day, every year, year in, year out? They say, I'll go back home, I'll be tormented, and have no child anymore. No, not this year. She knows that something has to be done. And then she faced God in prayer, and the Bible says she continued praying. In other words, every other people has finished their prayers, but she continued praying before the Lord. And the way she was moving her mouth, the prophet of God, prophet Eli, saw her. And went, woman, what is happening to you? Why are you so drunk? It's early for you to be drunk. And the man said, "Sir, I'm not drunk. I'm just pouring out my mind to God. I'm praying because something has to be changed in my life. Something has to be changed in my life. I am ordained for fruitfulness. I'm to carry my own baby. I'm to carry my own children. That is what I'm telling God." And you know the story God gave him Samuel. Your own Samuel will come in the name of Jesus. I say your own Samuel will come in the name of Jesus. But one thing is sure, she prayed earnestly. She prayed earnestly. Her prayer was intense. There was a definiteness of purpose in her prayers. "Lord, give me a male child. Give me a male child." Prayer. Also in James chapter 5, verse 17 to 18. James chapter 5, verse 17 to 18, the Bible talks about Elijah. And Elijah was a man subject to like passion as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. This is a man who prayed. By prayer, he suspended the law of nature. That God has to place a pause. What kind of prayer is that? God has to place a pause for 3.5 years on rain. Remember, God has said, "Okay, as long as there is earth, there is sun, there is moon, raining, they will not cease, all of that." But a man in prayer prays so earnestly, so vigorously, so passionately. That God said, this one moved me. I have to do what I've never done before. I cannot hear this kind of prayer and keep quiet. There was a shaking in heaven via a man's prayer. For 3.5 years, everything stands still. And then when it was time for him to release the rain, he went also in prayer. In prayer. What a man. That he was so sure that you can read the scripture, you know the scripture. He was on a spot and he was praying. "Rain, come down today." And we send his servant, "Go and check." The man went to check. "Sir, nothing." See, we trivialize. If you must trivialize anything, please don't trivialize prayer. If there's one thing you must take so serious in your life, it should be prayer. I always take advantage of corporate prayers. When I see people, "I don't pray. Whenever we come together to pray, I wonder the kind of life they are living. I wonder." God's servant always say that. I laugh when I see some people say they won't pray too, and they can't pray. No, how is it going to come from? Where? How? What method? If you call it breakthrough, I'm not sure if it's a lasting one. I'm not sure. If it is not prayer, and you call it, if that breakthrough did not come through prayer, and you call it breakthrough, I wonder if it's a genuine one. And even if it's a genuine one, I wonder if it will last. Because you see, you. If you must place yourself permanently on the pedestal of a life of breakthrough, all around, get into the bandwidth of prayer, plug yourself into it, and stay there forever. Stay there forever. Number two. You see, why I'm saying this is because I've noticed that prayer to some is just like a religious routine. It's like a routine. It's like a routine. Whereas it should be our life. Because I look at the life of Jesus and I saw that even Jesus prayed. He prayed. Remember, even on the mountain of transfiguration, look at the candle. The Bible said that the sweat that was coming out in prayer, the sweat that was coming out from him was like a blood. I wonder, oh God, I wonder what will be coming, what will be going on in the mind of John, Peter, and James that were with him. I wonder that no wonder they say, what manner of man is this? That even the wave, the storms obey him. What manner of man is this? What manner of man is this? We have never seen this before. And if you look at the life of Jesus as recorded in the book of Luke, chapter 6, verse 12, you know why he was able to command that kind of result? In Luke 6, verse 12, the Bible says, at midnight, he rose up to pray. So while others are sleeping and snoring, he said, and it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray and continue all night. He was there all night. What is he doing? Praying. Don't let us socialize ourselves away from the life of continuous victory. God has no modern method. The only method available and available for life is prayer. Somebody today will be invigorated with the spirit of prayer today in the mighty name of Jesus. Number two, regular sowing. For all round breakthrough to happen in our life, we have to be sowing regularly. Regular sowing. If you want breakthrough, you must sow regularly. In Genesis chapter 26, verse 12, the Bible said that Isaac sowed in the land. He sowed in the land and received in the same year an hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him. The Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus. Regular sowing, especially sowing into the things of God, sowing into the house of God, sowing into the work of God is birth greatness in our life. Regular sowing into the things of God, to men of God, to people of God, birth breakthrough. You know, in 2 Kings chapter 4, if you read from verse 8 to 17, that's the story of a Shunammite woman. 2 Kings chapter 4. I love this woman. You know, the man of God always passed through that city to minister, and we have no time to read it. And if you go home, you can read it. And every time the man of God passed by, this woman will stop him and say, "Sir, wait a little. Let us entertain you." Entertain the man of God. And at a point, the woman says, "This man is not an ordinary man." So she went to meet her husband and said, "This man is a man of God. He's not an ordinary man. Let us build a guest house for him. So anytime he's passing, he will be able to stay." So she got the approval, and the guest house was built for him. And then the servant of God was there one day with his servant, and he said, "What kind of woman is this?" That woman was an amazing woman. "And what kind of woman is this? What do you think we can do to this man? This is what interests me." It wasn't the woman that said, "Sir, lay your hands on me." You know, these days now, when we see someone of God, say, "Sir, pray for me. Sir, pray for me." This woman provoked the blessing. She said, it was the man of God said, "What can we do to this man, to this woman?" And then Elijah called her and said, "Should I talk about you to the king or to the major general or who?" Say, "Sir, these are my people. These are my people. I dwell in the midst of my people." That means that they are my people. I know them. We communicate. And then someone of God says, sir, I noticed that she does not have any child. And the man of God prophesied and said, see, by this time next year, you are carrying your own baby. To cut the long story short, she carried her own baby. And that was, she was enjoying breakthrough financially. She was enjoying breakthrough in her home, but she lacked the fruit of the womb. But because of regular sowing, she experienced breakthrough in that area. If you want to experience breakthrough, regular sowing. Sow into the house of God. Someone wants to say, but I've been sowing, I've been praying, I've been giving people, but they turn, you see. Praise the Lord. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, the Bible says something there. The Bible says, Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. Let me read it to you. I feel like the Bible said, do not be weary in doing good. For in due time, thou shalt, in due season, you will reap if you faint not. Don't be weary in doing good. For in due season, he said, you will reap if you faint not. The word faint not means to be weary. The word faint, rather, is to be weary. He said, if you are not weary, if you don't give up. And I wonder why the scripture, admonish us not to be weary in doing good. So if the Bible says that we should not be weary in doing good, then it means to say that there is something wearisome in doing good. So wearisomeness is encoded in doing good. Let me tell you, one of the wearisome of doing good, there's somebody you just develop a love or like to that person, and then you are just blessing the person. You are just favoring the person as God lay into your heart. And then somehow, that person turn out to be an ungrateful person. That ungratefulness can cause weariness. Loving an unloving person, and the person is giving you an attitude, that attitude can cause you to be weary. But the Bible says that don't be weary in doing good. Why? Because in due season, he said, you will reap if you faint not. In other words, a set time is coming that you will reap. But your reaping depends whether you give up or you continue. So therefore, persistency in doing good is what we require. As a child of God, we need to develop an infrastructure of persistency for us to continue to enjoy consistent breakthrough. We have to sow. We have to give. Give to the house, to the work of God. Let it be a delight. To give to the servant of God, let it be a delight. To give to the poor, let it be a delight. To give your offering, let it be a delight. To pay your tithe, let it be a delight. If you made a vow and you want to redeem your vow, let it be a delight. Do it with joy. And in due time, you will see that you will just break forth. You will just see it. When it is time, you will just see yourself making progress. Tell your friends, don't be weary in doing good. Continue sowing. Number three, the power of prophecy. How to connect to breakthrough is the power of prophecy. Prophecy is miracle in action. Prophecy is a revelation of what God has already done or what God has already finished in the spirit realm. When a prophecy is released, you receive it. You receive prophecy. By prophecy, you can be launched into your breakthrough. You see that in 2 Kings chapter 7 from verse 1. The Bible made us to understand that there was a famine in Samaria, and the servant of God made a prophecy, and he prophesied. I said, 2 Kings chapter 5, chapter 7, verse 1. And the servant of God said, and then Elijah said, hear ye the word of God, thou seest the Lord, tomorrow about this time a measure of fine flour be sold of a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. Now, at the time the servant of God was prophesying, there was nothing that looks like this kind of thing will happen because everything, people were killing themselves to eat. Just in order to eat, they were killing themselves. There was hunger everywhere. And the man would say, by tomorrow, there's going to be a change. So, and you know the story, the next verse, one of the chiefs says, I'm always in law. And he received his own prophecy. Praise the Lord. Never trivialize prophecy. Let me tell you this. See, when God's servant or servant of God is prophesying, I want you to know that that what is coming from their mouth is what has been finished in the spirit realm. For you to bring it out in the physical realm, you need faith to collect. Praise the Lord. You need what? Faith to collect. And that is why in, I think in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 24, 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 24, the Bible says that, was talking about prophecy. He said they that prophesy, said the holy men prophesy according as they were moved. They speak by the mood of God. It was the Spirit of God that moved them. It was the Spirit. Can we get the scripture on screen? 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 24. They were moved by God to speak. And as they speak, it means that there was something that is in the Spirit and they speak it out. As they speak it out, what we need is to grab it. Believe it and work with it and it will come to pass. Praise the Lord. Okay? I think cannot find it. Also in Romans 12 verse 6, the Bible also says that if anyone have a gift, if you have a gift of prophecy, he said prophesy according to the proportion of your faith. Proportion of it means according to the measurement of your faith. So your faith might be, maybe let me just build 3-bedroom flat. And God's servant that has a greater measure of faith prophesy that you are building bungalows. Not one. Or you are building skyscrapers. Say, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. So, if your faith is, let's say, is in level 1, and somebody prophesy on you on level 10, if you stay in level 1, you will find it so hard to believe. What it's just as somebody in primary 1, you are now taking to SS3. If you don't understand what they are being taught, you understand. So, if man of God that have a greater measure of faith prophesy, all you need is to connect. Just believe it with faith and it will come to pass. And therefore, I prophesy that today, in the name of Jesus, your breakthrough will come to light in the mighty name of Jesus. Yeah. Number 4, power of blessing. The power of blessing. Blessings are the opposite of curse. They are opposite. Blessings are opposites of curses. And throughout the Bible, we see that God talks about blessings. God blessed, Adam, God blessed Adam and Eve. He blessed, Abraham. Abraham blessed Isaac. Isaac blessed Jacob. And most times when we talk about blessing, what do we mean? When we say blessing, what do we really mean? And most times when you see, I've seen when, many times, when Sabbath of God, we say, oh, God bless you. Thank you, sir. I don't understand if they understand that. If they understand what it means, what does it mean to be blessed? What does it mean? What does it mean to be blessed? For example, now the Bible says that Jacob blessed his children. Isaac blessed his children. Isaac blessed Jacob. He blessed all. And you know the story. When he was blessing them, by the time they were leaving or the man died, he didn't give them any physical thing. No house, no car, no property, nothing anywhere. And you remember when Isaac was being blessed? He blessed him so much that when his brother came and said, sir, do you have any other person? He said, yeah, I have blessed him. I know he will be so blessed. That is what he said. And whereas he didn't give him physical things. So if you look at blessing in the realm of the physical, you are missing. The word blessing means to be empowered to prosper. When you see a blessed man, you see a man who has been empowered to prosper. And that is why you see them anywhere they go, they prosper. Even Joseph, when he find himself in the prison, he prosper. In Potiphar's house, he prosper. He came to Egypt, he prospered because he was empowered. When blessing is being declared, what is happening is that there is an invocation for prosperity. And again, don't look at prosperity in the areas of physical. To prosper means that everything goes well with you. Everything goes well with you. Somebody is receiving blessing today in the name of Jesus. So when God's servant or anyone is blessing you, your parents or anybody, take it serious. Take it serious. That may be a link to your breakthrough. Praise the Lord. And number five, lastly, what does it mean when you have to collect, to break through? Cry violently. Or violent cry. Cry to God violently. In Psalm 56, verse 9, the Bible says, "When I cry unto thee, then shall my enemy turn back. These I know, for God is for me." So when I cry to God. Cry doesn't mean weeping. Cry means in the place of prayer. Your voice, you voice out to God that this is what I need. And when you cry to God violently, four things, among other things, happen. Number one, there will be healing. There will be healing. Number two, there will be restoration. Number three, storms will be silenced. And then number four, God will scatter your enemy. Praise the Lord. I declare in the name of Jesus in this service, your breakthrough will emerge. I say your breakthrough will emerge. In the name of Jesus, we have to cry to God in prayer. In place of prayer, we'll cry to God. Like blind Bartimaeus, he saw the opportunity to cry to God as the opportunity for his breakthrough. He heard, he said, "Sir, can you tell me who is passing?" He said, "Jesus." "Huh? What did you say?" "Jesus. Is it Jesus of Nazareth?" He said, "Yeah." "Oh, yeah, this is my time." And he began to cry. He said, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." They tried to silence. They don't keep me quiet. "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." The more they tried to silence him, the more he raised his voice. And Jesus heard the sound of his voice from afar. "Who is that?" "So that's blind Bartimaeus. He has no name." "What is his surname?" "His surname, we don't know. We only know him as blind Bartimaeus." "Say, let him come." I cannot ignore this cry. "Let him come." I can hear the echoes of his voice. "Let him come. Bring him forward." And that was how the man got his breakthrough. In this service, you will receive your breakthrough in the name of Jesus. You will receive your breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Rise to your feet this morning. Rise to your feet this morning. Hallelujah.
Wow, I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.